For people who haven't paid close attention, this could appear to be an open and shut case. There's no question that Nathaniel Fujita strangled and slashed his former high school girlfriend, Lauren Astley, at his Wayland home in 2011. The defense, however, has gone with an insanity argument, meaning the jurors must now play psychiatrist and try to determine Fujita's mental state on that July 3rd night. There are 240 pieces of evidence and 3 weeks of written testimony to review. How the jury sees that evidence makes the difference between life without parole or a mental treatment facility for Fujita. Outside Middlesex Superior Court, Mark Caddick, WBZ News Radio 1030.